For the 2012 SCAC Softball Championships in Jackson, Tennessee, I'm joined by Trinity University head softball coach Selena Collins. The Tigers getting a win tonight, 1-0, and exciting as a 1-0 game could be here in Jackson, Tennessee over the Millsaps Majors. Coach, first of all, just congratulations on advancing to tomorrow's winner's bracket semifinal.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited and looking forward to tomorrow.
Coach, we talked coming in this week that you knew you guys could hit and you knew you guys could pitch, but if for some reason the bats weren't rattling, you knew your pitching staff was going to be able to keep you in and give you a chance to win, and that's what Sydney Friday did today. She maybe didn't have her best stuff, but she didn't, you know, allow Millsaps to get out in front, and you gave you guys within arm's reach to then be able to manufacture and scratch across that run as you did in the sixth. How important was that for her to keep you guys in the game?
It was very important. I just needed her to hit her spots and to get us ground balls and to allow her defense to work. I didn't need her to strike out every batter. We just talked about doing your job, and that was let your defense work. And once you trust in your defense, have confidence in your defense, and everything else will come together. You don't have to have your ace game every single time, but do enough so that our defense can actually make plays.
Karen McPherson, one of the seniors on this team, has been so important throughout not only her career, but especially this year. She gets on at an incredible hustle play there in the sixth inning on that bunt single. Was there any doubt in your mind that she was stealing second, and then if you could get her to third, anything in the outfield, I assumed you were sending her?
Absolutely. No, there was no doubt whatsoever. Like I said before, she's our spark plug. So when she gets on base, I'm stealing her, especially with my big hitter as my second batter. If I can move her over without having to bunt her, I'll do it all day long. And then to get her over to third on a bunt, I'll take that to next come to my number three hitter. And like you said, if once it's in the outfield, I don't care how shallow, I'm sending her every single time.
Coach, what did you tell the girls after the game today?
Just defense win, we fall and win, or win or rise and fall in defense, and that I asked them, hey, what just won the ball game for us? And it was absolutely our defense. Our defense was tight all the way around. We got ourselves out of sticky situations, and we allowed our offense to come through for us. It wasn't our best night offensively, but we did enough to get the job done, and we did everything we needed to do on defense to be successful.
You mentioned defense. Brooke Sanchez, your shortstop, had a great game tonight. She had two really big plays, bases loaded, one out, ball hit to her both times, and she made the play. One's thrown at home to get the force runner and not allow Millsaps to score, and then the final out in that inning, getting it over to third. How important was her defensive play this evening?
It's huge. I rely on her a lot. I've relied on her since she was a freshman last year to be a leader and to lead us at the shortstop position. It's a huge deal for her to make the plays, to know what's going to happen before it happens. It's a big deal for her to be able to gather herself and make the plays when we needed them most.
Finally, going into tomorrow's matchup with Birmingham Southern in the winner's bracket semifinals, obviously an important game for both teams. What would be key for your team to try and get the win heading and get into the SCAC championship?
Definitely defense. Our pitching and our defense, that's going to be crucial for us all year long. I mean, it has been all year long. So I trust that we'll be able to get our bats going tomorrow, and I just hope that tomorrow we can wrap it up on defense as well.
Trinity University head softball coach Selena Collins again. The TU Tigers picking up a win today in the fourth and final game of day one of the SCAC Softball Championships, 1-0 over Millsaps College, improving to 27-12 on the season. Coach, congratulations and best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Russ.